Jen Sabella, good morning to you. The city is asking folks to adopt an animal. What's behind this?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, it is, you know, the season of breeding animals. So all the cats out there who are not sterilized, who are on the streets, are having kittens, and even in, if they're pets that are not fixed. And these city animal shelters that take pets from Animal Care and Control are packed. They cannot take any more pets. After, I'm sure you remember, early in the pandemic, the shelters were empty because everyone was home and they were adopting animals. That has very much declined since things have opened up. So now these shelters are completely packed. They can't take in other pets, which means Animal Care and Control is forced to euthanize pets that come through the doors if they do not have room for them. They really try to avoid doing that, and I know there's a lot of misconceptions about Animal Care and Control, but they really try to adopt out all of these pets. So the Anti-Cruelty Society, One Tail at a Time, and PAWS, they have all kinds of adoption and foster deals going on. You can go on our website and link to all the applications, the list of pets that are available, and even if you can foster an animal for a few months, it would really help these local shelters.
And that's dogs and cats, right?
Dogs and cats, correct.
All right, more at blockclubchicago.org. We've been hearing about the city now putting up those barriers on bike lanes. They're also adding another 10 miles of bike lanes. Now, will all those also have concrete barriers, Jen?
Yes. So this is a pretty huge announcement for the cycling community in Chicago that has had a brutal year. In this month alone, 4 children under the age of 15 have been killed while either riding bikes or walking in the city of Chicago. It's been one of the deadliest years I can remember, at least in the last decade, for pedestrians and cyclists. So there's been a lot of outcry, and the city announced yesterday they would add concrete barriers to 15 miles of bike lanes. And these are just the bike lanes that already have those little protected barriers, like those little poles that stick out of the ground. And by the end of 2023, they said all protected bike lanes will have these concrete barriers, and they're hoping to make all bike lanes eventually protected, though that is a much bigger undertaking. Right now, it'll just be 45 bike lanes by the end of 2023, which is still a very large undertaking. But they, cyclists are really happy that the city's moving on this, especially during this really brutal year.
Yeah, and it shouldn't really affect traffic, car traffic, that much, because most of those lanes have those rubber poles up already, don't they?
Exactly. But this, it makes cyclists feel safer, and people do run over those poles all the time, which is a pain for the city to restore, and it doesn't help the bicyclists.
No, it doesn't. Yesterday, I heard about Mount Carmel High School. It reminded me of back when Lane Tech was not co-ed, and now Mount Carmel is considering doing this. What's the latest?
Yes, the first listening sessions are tonight for Mount Carmel alumni, and the school wants to go co-ed. This has been happening all over with same-gender schools in the city. Marist, quite a few years ago now, went co-ed. DePaul College Prep, formerly Gordon Tech, Loyola Academy and Wilmette. So they have all transferred to co-education. I know my high school, Mother Macaulay, is one of the only same-gender schools left down here. So Mount Carmel and Woodlawn, they're looking to go co-ed. A lot of these classes schools are struggling with enrollment, and the co-gender schools tend to have better enrollment than the same-gender schools at this point. So I think they're just pushing to keep that enrollment up. And it's very likely that this will pass, given how these other schools in the archdiocese have changed over the years.
Yeah, sounds like it. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you, Bob.